World News.
Monsanto's recent retreat for pending applications in Europe must be considered carefully. On Wednesday, July the 17th, the chief executive officer of Monsanto, José Manuel Madero, announced the company would cease marketing new genetically modified seeds in the European Union. In May, the world's largest seed company, Monsanto, dropped all its 7 pending applications for GM cultivation in Europe, except for one of its pending applications, MON-810, insect-resistant maize. To learn more about this, Real World Radio interviewed the European Policy Director in Genetic Engineering and Sustainable Agriculture for Greenpeace, Marco Contiero. "It's a great day for science in general," said Contiero. He added that it was an opportunity not only for the civil society and NGOs, but also for policymakers at all levels, European and national, to focus on the alternatives for European agriculture, such as practices based on agroecology, which the European Union needs to boost. Of course, the growing public resistance played an important role in this withdrawal. In fact, the latest UE polls show that 70% of European citizens find GE and GM crops unnatural, and 61% are directly opposed to them. There is also strong resistance from farmers. Contiero also evoked the current heated negotiations between the European Union and the United States for a free trade agreement as a possible opportunity for Monsanto to increase its presence in the European market. The company's recent retreat could effectively make European people, politicians, NGOs or citizens less ready to react. Regarding Africa and Asia, the US would like to see those continents accept GM crops and gain more markets, and for that they need to silence critics from Europe. We are risking to lose all what we have achieved in 20 years of democratic debates and science-based decisions.
Hello, Mr. Marco Contiero, you are with Radio Mundo Real from Friends of the Earth International. You are the European Union Policy Director on Agriculture for Greenpeace. Marco, the agribusiness company Monsanto announced 2 weeks ago its retreat in GM crops, lobbying and marketing in Europe, except for the MON-810 insect-resistant maize. Would you say it represents a victory for environmental NGOs and civil society fighting against GM crops in Europe?
Yes, we do welcome this move by multinational Monsanto. It is clearly a victory for the European Union, for its citizens, and also clearly for all those that through the years tried very strongly to present the problems that this technology poses and present the concerns we have with the companies that own that technology. And it's a great day it's a great period now for science in general, so for scientific research in agriculture in Europe. Because the fact that Monsanto has declared its decision to withdraw pending applications, they withdrew 7 pending applications for GM for cultivation in Europe, gives finally the opportunity not only to NGOs but also to decision makers at all levels, at European level but also at national level, to focus on other alternatives, on other solutions to the problems we are facing nowadays. And this is a central opportunity we have to take. The fact that Monsanto, Syngenta, Bayer, BASF, and the other two American companies, Dow Chemicals and DuPont, their obsession, their focus on GM, has always been a problem. Also because this has literally hindered scientific progress in agriculture. We can never discuss about anything else than genetic engineering. But at the same time, while we talk, there are many other modern biotechnologies which are used to produce new varieties of crops with characteristics like being tolerant to droughts or to floods, or being capable of resisting to cold. And all these varieties are created through traditional breeding, through marker-assisted selection, which is a modern biotechnology, even more modern than genetic engineering, which does not pose the problems that genetic engineering pose. Because you don't need to insert randomly in the genome of a living organism any trait. And then there is an even more important set of practices and technologies that we need to boost. And I'm referring to the science of agroecology and all the practices that are made part of agroecological systems. So we hope that this announcement will be finally, some sort of a cornerstone to change the focus that we have in Europe and also globally on science and technology in agriculture.
How do you explain this retreat from Monsanto?
As even Monsanto said, there is public resistance. This cannot be denied at European level. We had the most recent EU polls show that 70% of EU citizens find genetic engineering GM crops unnatural, and 61% of EU citizens actually directly oppose the development of these crops. Many more find themselves a bit at unease in front of it, but 61% oppose the development of this crop. It's a very high number. But there is also farmers' resistance. There is this myth that European farmers are just waiting to get GM crops and start growing them. In reality, MONET10, which is authorized to be grown in Europe since 1998, has not been performing very well. Only one country in Spain is cultivating 100,000 hectares, which is not a lot, but all other countries where this product was actually authorized have practically stopped cultivating it. There are a few hundred hectares, like tiny, tiny, tiny proportions of cultivation in Slovakia, in Czech Republic, and in Portugal. But we're talking about 0.02% of EU arable land. So it's nothing. And then there are decision makers and scientists which are also expressing very serious doubts and concerns on this technology. So it's not just as Monsanto and the other big biotech companies it wants to portray a few environmental NGOs made of activists that create scaremonger people. The concerns are much more serious. It's based on science, based on economy, based on socioeconomic impact that this technology has, and because of all these reasons, Monsanto could not find a good business opportunities in Europe.
And could the global legislation for GM crops at European level have influenced this decision? And about that, could you briefly resume the European legislation about GM crops?
Clearly, in Europe, the legislation we have is quite strict. It is science-based, despite what Monsanto says. We in Europe, in order to get an authorization of GM crops, both for import as well as for cultivation in European territories, want companies to file an application where they present scientific studies and the result of them and the interpretation of the results, showing that their products does not pose risks to human health as well as to the environment. We actually refer specifically to the receiving environment, meaning that we need to have studies in different areas of the EU, so-called biogeographical regions, because the EU is very diversified, as many other countries in the world. If you have a crop grown in the south of Europe, then you have an ecosystem which is completely different to the ecosystem that you can find in north of Europe. In the EU, there are nine, the EU has been divided into nine biogeographical areas. And the legislation is quite clearly pointing out that if you want to show through a scientific study, if you want to be scientifically sound, you have to prove that a specific crop does not pose problems to the ecosystem in those 9 different biogeographical zones. But let me tell you one thing, I think it's very important. We shouldn't be naive. Monsanto is a multinational with an enormous power, economic power, but also strategic power. They are, as everybody knows, extremely close to the U.S. administration. There are several cases of revolving doors, of people being heading the company and then going in, playing key positions in the U.S. government. And we have to take into account that there are also other issues that are likely to have convinced Monsanto to change tactic. Monsanto never said we abandon Europe forever. They said that for the time being the rejection is too high and it doesn't make, from a business point of view, sense for them to keep investing on that. But the EU and the US are in this very moment starting negotiations, very heated negotiations, to reach an agreement on the so-called transatlantic investment partnership, the EU-US free trade agreement. These negotiations will go on for several years. Nobody knows exactly how much, but they're going to take a long time. And there are some very, very hot topics, and one of them is clearly GM. The fact that the Monsanto is pulling out of Europe now, releasing, so to say, the concerns of European citizens and European governments on the GM issue, might actually be also part of a strategy, taking into account the role that these negotiations will have. And the fact that without a Monsanto being present in Europe, people might be less, how can I say, attentive, less ready to react to all the negotiations that are happening behind closed doors between the EU and the US on this free trade agreement. And this free trade agreement can represent a very good opportunity for companies like Monsanto, because what the US government is trying to do is to weaken existing standards related to genetic engineering in Europe. And they are also trying to provide more guarantees for any US company investing in the European territory.
And what could be the other alternatives from Monsanto to extend GM crops market in Europe? Speaking about improve importations from countries such as America Latina, such as Argentina or Brazil?
Well, clearly the US has and Monsanto have a very global vision, and they know how relevant the EU is in this specific field, in the field of GM. They know that the fact that the European Union is probably one of the most vocal with differentiations within the EU. I'm not saying that we speak with one voice, but within the EU there is probably the most relevant critiques to GM being discussed at the highest level. The US and Monsanto feel very much unease with that. They would like to have African countries and Asian countries getting into, or at least accepting GM without looking at, for example, the concerns raised in Europe. And so in their strategy, if they want to conquer markets like Asia, like Southeast Asia, like Africa, they need to silence the critiques coming from Europe. That's why I'm trying also to see and speculate, I know, but sometimes it's important to also do that. I'm trying to look at this decision by Monsanto with a global perspective, because it's important to see how these companies operate at global level. They don't just operate at EU level. They are now strongly focused on Africa through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, through other foundations via their own budget. They are trying to convince African governments to accept a blanket application of GM crops in their countries. They are trying to convince them to not to pass biosafety regulations and legislation, for example, and not having a European Union which is highly critical on their technology will clearly help them.
So you will continue to watch how are going the negotiations between Europe and United States about this issue?
Yes, we're definitely gonna not only keep an eye, but we will try to expose the problems behind this trade agreement. The fact that via a trade agreement, which is likely not to bring very significant economic benefits, especially to Europe, we are risking to lose all what we achieved in 20 years of democratic debates and science-based decisions just for the sake of getting a trade agreement. And this is not only undemocratic, but it's from a point of view of progress of humanity is a step backwards. GM is one issue. Meat treated with hormones is another one. Regulation of chemical substances is another issue. There are many issues that are actually under scrutiny by this trade agreement, and we do want to protect EU legislation because we believe that within the EU we have set some examples for the rest of the world of how to deal with, how can I say, innovative solutions, how these innovative solutions should be subject to the highest control, because only those that really provide benefits and not risks should be supported.
Okay, Marco, thank you very much for your answers.
No problem at all. Thank you very much to you.
Goodbye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
You are listening to Real World News.